Okay, call open meeting. Do you have any, yeah, we got four things to add to the agenda. Green Mountain Power discussion, that'll come in later on. We need to post the town agent position after John Wade passed away. We want to discuss a subpoena that I got for federal court for that tar bill thing. And meeting house maintenance. Chris first and second?
So moved. Second.
They reversed it.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, let's open some bids. Start with paving. These other names here.
Thank you.
I'm gonna make an addiction. Oh, we got one of them? What is that?
Two.
Oh, we did get two.
Yeah, we got Pike. Pike Industries. Group tonight.
I'm gonna let you read that, then I have a comment on that, about a conversation I had today with their guy that did the bidding. So go ahead and read it and I'll.
Okay. Coal planing. $34,166.60.
What was the?
$34,000.
The linear, or the square yard number, Al?
$13,141.
The?
Price per square yard?
Per square yard.
Oh, $260. $2.60. Machine paved, $5,182 ton, $93. For a total price of $481,926.
$481,926.
No cents. And you said, what was that coal claim number in there? $34,166.60. And reclaim and fine grade. 23,320 square yards. $1.75 per yard. $40,810. So.
$40,810.
Shoulder gravel, 580 ton, $20.
For all of
it? Yeah, $20 a ton. $11,600. A total bid price of $568,502.60. Left that 60 cents off at the beginning, we have to carry it all the way down.
So I don't know when this should be brought up, but Mike Mullen is the guy that does their estimating for them, and he came out and met with me last week. He stopped by the shop today, said he was going to drop the bid off, but he said his higher-ups are not, they're bidding it with wrap, with recycled asphalt, and our bid calls for no wrap. So he said, throw the bid out if you so choose, but he said, I'm just stopping and tell you in person so you don't think I'm jerking your chain. So I'm just throwing that out there. I've never had this happen before, so I don't know how we deal with it, but our bid is pretty clear that there's no recycled asphalt product in the mix, and I'm pretty confident that's how the other bidders are probably going to bid it. So,
Our spec says no recycled asphalt.
I'm sorry?
Our spec says
yes. The bid is pretty clear.
So, yeah, you can call that out.
So why did they do that?
It wasn't him. It was his higher-ups.
He just missed it?
No, I don't think they missed it. I just don't know if they want to deal with it. I don't know if they don't. I really, he didn't elaborate. He just said, I'm just being straight with you. He said, I don't want you to think I'm playing games with it. And I said, no, I don't think you are. I appreciated his honesty, but it's not an apples-to-apple bid because right. if everybody else has been virgin asphalt or whatever the term is for it. Right.
So, Greg, you made a motion to not consider it the fact that
it's
a spad and a boomer. Okay.
This is from Fuller Sand and Gravel. Full depth reclaim, compact and grade. 23,330 square yards.
Say that again.
23,320 square yards. $250 square yard. For a total cost of $58,300. Paved 2.5 inch base, 1.5 inch top, 5,182 ton, $91.90 a ton, $476,225.80. Shoulder gravel, 580 tons. $20 a ton, $11,600. Cold plain, 13,141 square yard. That's the same deal, huh?
Should be.
Yeah, I mean, so is the charge.
Yeah. 275 square yard, $36,137.75. Total bid $582,263.55.
Make a motion to accept the bid from Fuller Sand and Gravel.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
It was a very hard decision.
When I'm the only one, Hal, you got
it. You're high bid, we could have thrown you out.
Could have used a dull pencil.
Okay. Culverts. How many colors were replacing?
Seven.
What do we got? Hummer excavating. $24,460. And read it all.
Just tell me what it does.
Did they? I asked them to put up her square yard price on if he has to provide any additional material, like due to unsuitable. Did they do that?
$33 per cubic yard. Okay. Step pull bin spray gravel.
Yep.
Mrs. Fitzpatrick. Seven culverts supplied by town, installed according to plans, dig and backfill culverts according to the town. Fitzpatrick Excavating will supply gravel, equipment, and labor to install culverts. Can't beat that with a stick. Sims. Never heard of them. Just, is it you?
Yep.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, well, he called me about that. He realized that he forgot to include it. So he gave me the price, but I don't know how we want to deal with that. He gave me a verbal price on the...
What?
On, he realized that he had forgot to put in his bid the additional gravel if needed. So he called me, and I don't know how you want to deal with that. I mean, he gave me a verbal
price.
What
additional gravel would be?
I asked all of them to do it because if we take one of those culverts out, we find a bunch of junk down underneath it. I don't want to, you know, typically we pretty much reuse most of the material that comes out. But if we do get into a situation where we run into something like what Tom saw on the access road, where you're digging into tree stumps and junk and woods dirt, I don't want to put that back in there. So I asked each of the contractors just to give me a per yard price. And if when they're digging it out, if we look and say, yeah, we don't want to put that stuff back in there.
Well, he said, but hey, the vehicle supply all gravel.
But he didn't. I asked him to put an ear, and he called me today, and he said that he realized that mistake on it. And
did you give your price on it?
He did. He said it would be $25 a yard. But I don't know how sticky you want to get with it. It's not written in his bid, and it was, you know, I don't know.
This one is from Sanderson. $15,500 total if no gravel is needed to backfill. Price per gravel is $525 per 16-yard load.
So, Garrett, you mean, is that the gravel you're referring to when you say no backfill is required?
Yeah, that's the that.
Any additional gravel? Yeah. So, but you are supplying the gravel to do the regular, get it up to where we
that's
need.
In my gravel,
okay,
yeah.
I just want to be clear on it. I just want to make
just
sure
in
that,
the
that
top
we
got it.
Okay.
A.S. Clark comes up.
What is this?
A.S. Clark. Oh. $21,500. Let me see if I can narrow up extra gravel later.
21.5, you said?
Yeah. Replace 7 drainage culverts with new plastic town-provided culverts. This includes all excavating, backfill, labor, and materials. Work to be completed by June 30th.
What would your price be, Arch, on gravel if you did it? I was thinking that I talked to you about it, but...
Yeah, 25 is the...
Okay.
That's just a certificate of insurance.
Sanderson. One second, I look at the name.
We're going to close the road during the day. And Hunter knew that too. I think it may just be a standard template.
Yeah, no, it's fine. That,
but we're going to close it between. We're going to.
And I thought we helped out.
Not typically, but you know.
Land.
Gilmehe. Gilmet?
Yeah.
What's the last?
Is it Landworks?
Landworks.
LLC.
You know where they are?
A guy came and met with me. His last name was DuPont. I think he was just their estimator last week. And I think.
So I'm in another bid meeting. They're from like Burlington.
Yeah, if I understood him right, he was from the Burlington area. I thought it was peculiar that he'd want to come all the way from Burlington to bid 7 culverts down here. I mean,
but he just did a freaking job in Ludlow too.
And I was happy to meet with him and everything. I was like, yeah, it's fine. So I just in the back of my mind, I was like, boy, it's a long way to.
Yeah.
That's a long way to come for a bridge.
You know. There's a lot of pages here.
That feels like one was from Burlington, one was from Wyndham, though.
Young guy got a picture of himself in there.
I see it. I used to have a window rep named Gilmet from Northern Vermont.
That ain't him.
Looks like his brother.
Or son.
Mm-hmm. No, same age.
Doesn't matter the cost.
Yes. See what his price is.
$13,895.
Say it again.
$13,895.
Wow. Anything more? Well, equipment mobilization before the project, $825. Uh-huh. Equipment mobilization after completion, $825. It wasn't asked to be bid that way, was it?
Yeah, butts it at $835. Trucking, 16-yard triaxle dump truck, $1,920. Specified crushed gravel, $1,590. No kind of. So freaking out about bid notes.
Pretty simple, bro.
Doesn't matter. Just the motion.
Just trucking for the gravel. You did get that total price though, what?
13,895.
So what he's listing there, that's his breakdown of what the 13 is?
It's just a breakdown. He doesn't list
that extra material
per yard. That's all I wanted to say. Seven culverts, right?
Big outfit, you know, this kind of stuff. Supposed to bid stuff so those peons can read it and understand it.
It's in English, Al.
Is it? Oh, I didn't know that.
I guess I would make a motion that we give the bid to Sanders next meeting.
I'll second that.
Aye.
Aye.
Yep. You got it.
Thank you.
So just, you know, like we had talked, just give me a shout. We'll figure out that signage and stuff prior. And I'll make sure that anybody that lives on that road is aware of the traffic situation, you know, while you're working there.
Yep.
It doesn't affect a lot of people, and they all have an option, you know, so a pretty easy one. So
there's only three of these mowing bids.
They have an option to get the area that's being worked.
That's right. Yeah. So
yeah.
I have your Stewart card.
Yeah, that's my cell phone number.
I'll text you my number.
Okay.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And then
the house,
we could just text or talk or whatever.
Yep.
So,
hey, yeah, just text me. That's my cell phone number.
Yeah,
very good.
Right. Congratulations.
My daughter's in the ER. So
gonna...
You didn't have
Jesus
a beard before,
right?
Did you?
I don't
she's
know.
Not,
I probably wore a hair.
Something. I don't know. I was like, I got to get that. So I'm
going to go. Shut your hand.
See, how do I know you?
Work for Hunter.
Okay.
About 3 years. And then went to Connecticut and opened up some quarries down there and came back. And
okay.
Worked quarries for him.
All right.
Here's that other bid.
Here
or if you want to look at that.
I dropped off the culvert bid for Hunter, but here for the gravel and sand for Hunter.
Well, let's do
it. I can wait as long as I need to. It's okay.
We can do it in any order we want to do it. This is winter sand from Derek.
First.
Derek. Well, the paperwork for sand did.
Yeah.
$33.50 a cubic yard delivered. 1,200 yards.
What was the name of that company again? Derrid?
Derrid. D-E-R-R-I-G.
Yeah, I got the year before. 100 in the last year.
They have good sand. They have good looking.
It's great sand. Yeah.
This one's from Blank. Whatever Blank is. Hunter, why didn't you say it was you with a blank envelope?
I'll complain to put it in the
envelope. Complain to Hunter. Don't put his name on his envelope. Hunter Excavating. $32.50 a cubic yard. This is 3/4 inch.
Yes, we make both.
This stuff bounces off cars and going down the road. The 3/4 inch bounces off the cars.
Gives you the extra grip.
So I like it. That's why there's a number 11 on that spinner control.
Doesn't that spinner up
when they pass me.
That's why the sign says stay back 200 feet.
Stay sideways. I've got a shuttle bus the winter time up Stratton, so
really?
Walk 3/4 inch sand. Sit there with the bus and go through the parking lot.
Yep.
Click, 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 click.
Which quarry is that coming out of? Is that going to be the
Clarendon?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is from Farnsworth. 3/4 inch. $34.50 for your delivered. Pike Industries. Good sand.
Said it's recycled.
They got the bid. 3 years ago, we bought it from them. We bought their sand. It was like the first year Sir Sosimo stopped bidding on the sand.
$10.21.
Is that in the pit?
I don't know. Probably.
And they usually bid it by the ton, is what we found the last time.
Yeah, 1,600 ton. Is it signed to bid it first 4 yards?
Yeah.
And delivered.
And delivered.
Yeah, the other, I mean, we should read through the bid. The other problem, the last time we accepted it, and I didn't know this, is they won't supply you any during the winter.
Yeah.
Oh. They shut their quarry down, but then...
What are other good points?
Well, I mean... and I mean, you know, shame on me for not knowing, but I've never had to ask anybody that before. Because everybody we've ever dealt with, whether it was Sir Sosimo or Derrid or Hunter or anybody, if I call them up in February and say, I'm running out, they bring me more.
Yeah.
And so I talked to that guy. He's like, well, when all the towns start getting busy, we'll open up the pit, but you have to provide your own trucking. And they give you a FOB price, you know,
And they generally give you a delivered price too.
So what do you think that price is? What was it, 10 something?
My guess is that's FOB.
FOB, yeah. And it's per ton? What's a yard weigh? Like,
depends on your factory.
Two it depends on the factory.
2.4. Yeah, I mean, it just depends. I mean,
right.
It was a bid. It was bid by the yard, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I stick with that.
I believe it was.
We shouldn't have to do it.
You can sort of have a Betty Coop will just give you one. He can shake out of his shorts when he gets here. But may not have the body.
Then it crossed off, but you just highlighted it. Delivered price is $22.32.
Per ton, yeah.
And I wasn't crazy for the sand either when they.
I make a motion to strike their bid. Not bid a spec. Specifically, they bid per ton when we asked to be bid per yard. And, well, they did do it.
And then another thing, you know, if you run out in the winter, sorry.
Well, I'm going to highlight in green.
Highlighter has.
I was going to say, I only have a yellow one, so that's the one I use.
It's a pipe. Yeah, green.
Did you second it?
I did second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. What are we doing?
Looks like on our way.
That's a motion.
Yep.
Second. Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed.
What else you got in that pile? I think there's one more for gravel.
Okay.
And then I'll leave you alone.
No, we'll do that.
No problem. Thank you.
Yeah. You don't know what you're missing.
It's
supposed to be yours. There's no name on it.
That is, I'll blame the person who put it in the envelope.
Probably Hunter trying to screw us up.
It wasn't Hunter.
Oh, yeah, no
doubt. And I'd do that.
I'll put money on that.
So, South Smoke Industries.
Gravel.
One inch shoulder material is $29.50 delivered.
$29.50.
$22 FOB. FOB where? That's Jamaica. 4 inch base gravel. $27 delivered.
What was the first one?
22 from the second.
Four inch base gravel was 27 delivered, 19.50. Yeah. 5 inch road builder, $26 delivered.
Is that something you bid on?
I don't know why they put that in.
They always just include it. They.
Oh, sorry. We don't need them. Yeah.
Yeah. Derek. One-inch crushed gravel delivered $36.50. I guess that's all that we kind of been on. You're using sticky envelopes this year. And this is from Mr. Hunter. Base gravel is 26.
No more?
Nope, that's it.
Make the motion.
He's over.
Yep.
Second.
Okay.
All right.
Really?
I'll stay.
It's an open meeting.
I'm sure it gets more fun.
Thank you.
Good to see you. Take care. Thank you.
Who are you for?
GMP.
Oh.
All the way from Jamaica.
He's not bidding on the rec area mowing, I can assure you that.
$72 per hour.
That was the only bid. That was the only bid.
Was it?
Why don't we go with Dan?
I believe. Unless something else came in.
Unless somebody come in with this.
The steward doesn't do the roadside.
Meeting house and schoolhouse. That one is.
So Greg, that was a motion.
This is right there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, first second. Or I'll second. All
confirmed. Aye.
Which one is this one?
Right here. $275 per mowing. Spring fall clean up $50 an hour.
This is Stuart?
Yeah. Stuart and Tyler.
That's the only bet on
his brother. Brother.
There's the only one on the home side there.
What are those numbers again?
50 an hour for cleanup, 275 for mowing. Make a motion to approve the Chapin Brothers.
Sorry. All concur.
Aye.
Aye. This one is the
Town Office Town Hall Meeting House. $90 per mowing, $50 for spring cleanup, spring and fall cleanup.
Make a motion. That's the only one, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Make a motion to accept. Chapin Brothers bid for Center Town Mowing.
Got a second one?
Second.
Aye.
All right.
All right. That's it. You done?
guess so. Like you're up, dude.
Great.
Velcro, that would be you.
By the way, you only get your ego too high, but there's no cold or whatever the hell you did coming up through. Keep doing that shit.
100?
Except for yesterday.
Yeah, until last night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that was good.
I should have kept the last
one.
Did you cut that tree down the bottom of Turkey Mountain last night?
I was just in Jamaica, and they said, yeah, same thing.
It's been such a great...
Just yesterday.
Oh, my gosh.
First opportunity my generator had to run, and it didn't start.
One gentleman was like, I didn't realize it was spring because I hadn't run my generator.
No, I mean, it's been phenomenal. I know you guys catch a lot of shit, so it's good time to get a patent back.
No, yeah. I appreciate that. We appreciate that for sure, and always pass it along as well. And I think that's kind of the calling card this time around. So I was here last year. You granted us permission to do our project on the mountain road, which we're trying to get lined up. We're going to have a new customer fairly soon down below County Road, so probably looking to get after that at the beginning part of the year. I was in Jamaica just before this, so just trying to put a body of work together right now to get a machine here and keep it in the region. So we have the Mountain Road project and then a couple of the other projects in Stratton. I'm not sure how far the dirt road section of West Jamaica Road goes, but we're planning on doing undergrounding West Jamaica Road and Pike Falls Road, which lie predominantly, I believe, in Jamaica, but certainly in West Jamaica Road. So we have some paved. I'm not sure exactly where the landmark is, but
it's about a mile. Okay. The dirt section is roughly a mile.
Is the intersection of Forester and West Jamaica in Jamaica?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the mountain road. The only underground is going up to what's his name, right?
Naltz.
Yeah, just
right
below Naltz. Yeah. Just past all of the big culverts, so it's probably maybe 1,000, 1,200 feet. And then we're going to do a couple of thousand feet on County Road to intercept where our...
Yeah, we had talked about that last
time. To intercept where our shoulder
section
is.
I don't think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
Mountain Road's going to end up being mostly overhead.
Yeah.
I just think it's not a good application at all.
But I'll come back formally. So tonight's just really more of an informal... We're getting ready to plan it. We're planning on our year, so we're going to try and get to Mountain Road early in the season. Obviously, we have a new customer, like I said. The other projects for Stratton are the West Jamaica Road, which is pretty much from the intersection all the way to Jamaica here. You can see all the poles flagged along the way here and staked. So that would be rebuild overhead. It's a spacer cable, which is... the configuration of that steel messenger over the top, conductor underneath. It was three phase. It would look like a line out on Route 100.
That tree that came down last night, did it land on the same kind of stuff?
I have to look in. There's a section along Route 30 that's still open tree wire.
Yeah.
So I just need to look.
I just wondered. That was a pretty big tree. Right? Yeah.
I don't think that was on the new build. I don't think so.
I think it's above it. And so right now we're planning on.
You're still batting 1,000 in the game.
So from the substation next to Coda and Coda, we're moving up the road into Jamaica.
Yeah.
And then we have Pike Falls, we're doing Turkey Mountain Road and West Jamaica Road. So I'll come back with, I'm going to reach out to Chris with our construction manager and take a ride around. But I think Stratton Arlington Road from the border of Wardsboro, pretty much the Forest Service boundary. We're also planning on rebuilding that overhead. You know, same configuration, you can see the number of splices in that line as it goes up the road, and taking on more and more, home builds as we can see along the way. So that's the calculus for us. Line mile, number of customers, outage history over a 5-year period just sort of goes together and says, okay, but Stratton's in our East Jamaica G7 circuit, which was one of the two circuits that we promised the state over this 2-year period that we would pretty much get from substation out and completely rebuild the circuits where there isn't already new construction. So Stratton's right in that mix there. So our goal really is to have that circuit completed this year, this summer. And the other circuit we're working on is actually down in Halifax. So
were you saying that mile or so dirt road in West Jamaica might be underground?
Yes.
Okay.
That would be the goal, is to get all of the dirt road, West Jamaica and Pike Falls underground. And then what Pike Falls will allow us to do is get underground, and then there's a gap in that line, so we're actually going to close that gap, and that'll basically allow us to, you know, take on some load from the Sunderland district to our Brattleboro district. So that's kind of a little bit of a gap in our line that we're going to close as well, and get as much underground as we can there. So, I'll come back with Chris, just get a general accounting of the dirt road section, what it looks like, how many culverts, condition of the road, what the town needs to see in terms of getting it back to pre-existing condition and so forth. So that will be my next, and then I'll ask for formal approval for later in May, once I have a chance to get out in the field with Chris and just look around at what I just, you know. But mostly what we have planned is overhead, except for a couple of sections on the mountain road and the dirt road section of West Jamaica Road. We should really harden things up pretty well around here.
Yeah, that's good.
And so what's your timetable on the overhead builds? Is that coming like this summer, you're thinking? Or
we rebuild overhead year-round.
Yeah.
So we might, you know, save that, you know, but we'll put all the plan together. Really, I'm trying to line up as much underground as I can right now to get that machine here and keep it in the area so we're not mobilizing it, so we can, you know, maybe get Wardsboro and Stratton.
What's that? Some lease or something?
What's that?
Is it a lease or something?
The trenching machine?
Yeah. Subcontract?
Yeah, it's a subcontract. So they'll come over here, and we're planning on, you know, putting at least two machines to work this year. So last year we finished basically from the Scott Carver Bridge, that project is now goes all the way to East Dover and then back down in a new vein, South Wardsboro Road. So we got about 20 miles under our belt last year, and so that's about what one of those machines can do in the 6 months that we put it on the ground. We have to put together 20 miles. So we're going to start in Halifax June 2nd, give or take. All the roads are looking like they're bouncing back nicely, but we're going to hold out and not jump the gun and make all the roads are not posted anymore. So that's our goal.
Wasn't there a question? You guys put pedestals pretty close to the road, and the plow guys were in for their life.
Yep, we had heard from Wardsboro, actually, and I think we had talked about that road foreman's meeting back earlier.
Yeah,
that's part of it, too, a new thing, is just making sure this year that the windshield tours are saying, don't put it here, don't put it there. So I think we're all learning a little bit in terms of how close is too close. So I think we need to get them away from the wings, get taller whippets on them and so forth, so they don't disappear. It's great having a nice snowy winter, I'll say that. You know, snow sports enthusiast, it was a great winter. So so some things learned along the way, but I think it's all adding up to the results that we're looking for in terms of the community.
So what you're doing around here is going to be further off the road, so it won't be an issue.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool.
That's
how do you move?
Yeah, right.
Once they're in,
get them in.
They're pretty much in. Yeah.
So get all those stations in and then tour around. So
the wing on the grader will do a great job. Push it right out of the way.
Well, yeah. We'll throw a few sparks too.
Yeah. What happens to one of those if a car cleans it off or something?
It'll fall down. You want to go in there.
It's kind of going to fall anyway.
You know, take an outage.
But what is the danger potential?
Whoever hits it.
Yeah, I think it's just like hitting a telephone pole, right? I mean, it's just instantaneous.
It shuts off.
As soon as it...
You're dead.
We're not recording.
We are recording, actually. But
you're dead, you're cremated. It's a group pack.
It'll blow the fuse, you know. So what we have seen, obviously, a tree can fall and sag the conductor, break a couple of poles, and still, you know, stay energized, but strikes a pretty quick fault. It's got to get in there and take it out and get it fixed. But, just trying to get protection on either side as well, so not everybody has to don't lose the whole line, so
yeah.
What our ability is to sectionalize things and so forth. So, and most people stay on, some people are out. So, mm-hmm. So I'll just work with Kent, and I'll head up Chris individually, and see you next month.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay. So you're going to formalize next month?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. I'm just going around, and I got probably 17 towns on tour here, and I'm just setting everybody up. Spring, we're back.
Don't go to midnight.
Hey, that's all right. It worked out in my favor. I had to be in Jamaica, so it worked out.
Yeah,
so,
good enough.
Great. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you. Yep. Thank you. I'll wait to hear from you, and we'll get together.
Absolutely.
All right.
Thanks, Michelle.
You haven't heard any more from Bob or anything?
I talked to him today because we got three different cases going on, and he just said it's a good idea not to touch it till they. Yeah, he thought it'd be better if they could see it before there was any cleanup.
They may see a shitload of emotions through that.
That was his opinion.
Well, we wanted his opinion. We tossed around some emails and they were.
Yeah, but I mean, what if we don't get a court date for 2 years? Which is, that place is going to be a disaster.
No. This is just prior to their.
They wanted to do a site visit.
Well, then they got to get their ass up there so we can get.
Well, the thing is right now the trail's closed. Like, we don't want anybody to walk on it even because they're soft.
Right.
So once it's hard enough to walk on, then they can do their site visit.
It's gotta be close now, I think.
Yeah, they were checking them out, I think, Sunday.
Yeah, he's talking. He knows.
Steve, yeah, I think Steve was scoping them out on Sunday.
Okay.
Bids on the way. Down for us, Mike area, nothing that we use here. Go to issues. Transfer issues.
I got a couple of things that I need signatures on. One of them is George Rigolo wants a temporary access permit on Willis Road for logging. It's fine. I looked at it. He doesn't really need anything other than you just want to sign off on this. Just
we all need to.
Joe Wright. He doesn't need a culvert or anything. He's just going to go right off a little high point of George's land there. It's really a formality, but we just make everybody do it. This only needs one signature. It's just letter of intent to participate in the grants and aid program next year. That's for the MRGP. Same with this one, just one. This is our service agreement for our chloride tank that we get. It's like a rental program where we rent the truck-mounted tank in exchange for promising to buy 8,600 gallons a year of chloride. So we just need one signature on that.
What was that one again?
That's for Innovative Surface Solutions. It's the calcium chloride.
Yeah. And that was for continuation?
Yeah. It's just like an agreement. They supply the unit that we apply the chloride with, and we buy the chloride from them. So we did get, we have been awarded we haven't been awarded yet. We've been chosen for the grant for the scoping study on the Stiles Brook culvert. And I just got this email today, and I don't know if, I'd like to talk to this woman. This is just, signing this is just going to say that we are going to accept the grant, and they'll send a formalized grant agreement down to us for another set of signatures, but this is just like one step in the process. So this is basically just a one signature thing.
Cool. Why would you want to do it all at once?
Yeah.
We'll do one little separate.
At the next meeting, I should have all the pricing together on the mower that we're going to buy for the sections that Dana can't mow anymore.
Okay.
We could really do it tonight. There's one that I'd like to just look at the other one in person.
Yeah.
I've seen one of them in person. The pricing is pretty much the same. I'm pretty confident that the thing that I don't like about the one that I've seen is it comes out of a dealer in Pennsylvania, and the other one comes out of a dealer over in Albany, and I prefer to deal with somebody a little bit local, more local, even though there's not a ton of moving parts on it, but there is a hydraulic motor and stuff. I'm pretty confident that it'll be fine. So if we want to accept that tonight, I'll show you the pricing on it.
That's the one you've seen?
No, it's basically a brush hog that's going to go on our excavator.
Because you haven't seen the one out of the Albany shop yet?
Not yet. I've seen photos of it, and I think the specs are pretty much the same. I just, I think the only reason I'd like to get moving on it is just at the speed that it takes to get things. And he's saying it's like a 3 to 4 week delivery time. The pricing is practically within a couple of dollars between the two different vendors, so it's not like it's a big price. So I guess what I would recommend is going with the one from Abley Tractor over in Albany, only because they're a lot closer. And this...
From who tractor?
It's called Abley.
Abley.
Yeah. They're a big... They deal all kinds of equipment. But their prices are pretty much the same. You guys can look at this if you want to.
They're a different brand?
Yeah, they're the same but different. That one is called a E-Terra, and the other one is called a C-Cutter. They're basically the same thing. I think the advantage of the one that Abley has is it's a three-blade unit instead of two, so it'll probably do a little neater job. You know, a little bit, yeah, a little finer cut. His price is $96.50. The other guy is like $96.16. Yeah. So we're talking like $30-something. And I think they're both a good machine, but I think just the fact that if we need to get a part for it, you know, I'm always a little leery of something you buy online too. You know, something like, it's kind of like basically like buying it online. You know what I mean? Because you're not seeing it. So if we can approve that, that would be good. I would recommend going with the one from Abley, I think.
That's a motion, man.
I'll second it.
Yeah, okay.
So
what is it, Abley?
Abley, A-B-E-L-E, Abley Tractor, it's called.
The price on that was
$96.50.
That does a fine enough job. We can do the side of the road. Side of the road.
Oh, yeah. Yep. So eventually, someday, if Dana retires, we can do it all. You know, I mean, we can. And it'll also, this will take up to a 6-inch tree. They're pretty heavy duty. So it'll be pretty helpful for reaching up, getting limbs. And, I mean, I personally think it's a little hard on him after we rented that one from him that time. When I watched what he was doing out there, I was like,
well,
man, that is,
had to do trees.
It is just beating the shit out of it.
We have
the mulcher for doing like trees. But this will do brush. This will do stuff like that. I mean, if he gets into a spot, he can just mow it, you know.
Who owns that primarily? Do we?
For the most part, yeah.
How's Tim doing since he's been back? Good?
Yeah, he's doing good. He messaged me after work today and said that it's looking like his surgery date is going to be July 17th.
Yeah.
So it's a little further out than we had all hoped.
Which puts yours out. And your brother, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel?
I can live with it. Yeah.
How's your bride?
She's okay, but she still can't drive until June 12th.
Yeah.
So that would, like, if I called McLarney's office tomorrow and she said I could do you next week, she still can't do me next week because I can't drive and she can't drive for another month. Yeah. And then I don't really want to start picking dates in the fall yet until I'm sure that Tim's not going to have complications after his six, you know, I mean, that, you know, I don't know. So we'll just see. I mean, if I'm not, I'm more worried about him. Yeah. I think what he has going on is a lot more serious. So I've been hobbling around on this thing for 30 years. So, I mean, another, well, no, I've had bad, yeah. both of my knees been screwed up for a long time. So, I mean, if I got to go another,
I'm gonna make the call,
you know,
another one.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, but we're getting there. We're getting there on that. I have quotes. I have a couple of quotes on the pickup that we want to buy. I've been going back and forth about them all for the last month, and I've pretty much just decided to give up on them. I just can't.
Right.
I just, they're just a, they're a dumpster fire. Trying to get a price out of them, trying to get an appraisal out of them, trying to get anybody to return a phone call or an email, and having to call people and find out the guy's cell number and track them down that way. It's just ridiculous. They're the most unprofessional place I've ever dealt with.
Always been that way? Or just
well, I don't know. I don't know if it always has or not. But it's
the old timers are gone.
It's a mess. So, you know, my concern is that the dealers are practically into the 2026 order bank. So now if we don't move soon, we're going to face either price increase, potentially our truck goes down in value, and then I start all over with the bid process. You know, again, you know, I mean, now I got to go back and have everybody reprice everything. My recommendation would be to go with G Stone for the Ford. I got a price on a Dodge. The Dodge was about $4,000 more.
That's for the one ton, right? Oh, this is just
this is the pickup. Yeah. It's a one ton pickup.
Right.
His price was good, and
Ford he, Ford.
Yes, yeah, and
short bed,
yes, yeah.
Are you doing that tonight?
If you guys are willing to approve it, I'd like to get it ordered. And then he and Dodge are the only ones that gave an appraisal figure on ours. That's what's been hanging me up on Automall's.
Yeah.
Automall was a little bit higher. The Ford was the cheapest. I think Ford does better on government discounts than any of them do, or fleet. It's actually like a fleet discount. Automall was fairly close on the price of the truck, but I can't get them to ever come back with any kind of an appraisal figure. And in the back of my mind, I think part of it is because they don't know how to appraise it. I don't think they're familiar with appraising that type of a truck. It's a little bit different than
what are we trying?
The F-550, the medium sized truck that we have. It's a little different than the average, right, you know, Mitch Plimpton truck. It's got a centralized hydraulic system. And they're, you know, and I think G Stone is a lot more familiar with that stuff. They sell fleet trucks in Middlebury. So I would just
they used to sell Hummers. They still sell Hummers do they?
No, I don't think they do because they sell about every line. They sell Dodge, they sell Ford, and up until about 2 years ago, they were a GM dealer, but for some reason, they let that go. I don't know if it just was underachieving or I don't really know. They're, but I just find them to be very...
Isn't there some bullshit thinking this soon with they got to sell a certain amount of electric or something?
That's with the commercial truck.
That's about to...
January 1st.
...be a problem there.
So yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're going to be around the Tesla.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's.
Whatever he's really thrilled that he gave all that money to Trump.
Let me give you the rundown. So the Ford is $64,931. That's our price.
$64,931.
The government discount gives us about $4,500 off. The Dodge Ram came in at
price, or that's the
point? No, the 64 is the government price. Okay. That is the
closer to 65 though, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much 65 grand. The Dodge came in at 66,206. So I'm sorry, it was only $2,000 more, yeah. Right? So
what's that?
I said the Dodge is a piece of shit.
It is?
The Ford's a piece of shit when it's breaking down all the time. They all are.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't care what you buy. When it comes to this kind of stuff, I'm not brand loyal. I've seen some Fords that are a pile of crap. I've seen some Chevys that are a pile of crap. You know, they're all, you know. And the reason they're all a pile of crap is because of all this emission crap. If they took that out of it, they all build a good truck.
Yeah. Yeah.
But when you got to start squirting ammonia into this and have filters and all this other crap and... Next big truck we buy, I mean, the new round of emissions and that's going to hit 27 is adding another $25,000 to $30,000 to the price of a heavy commercial truck.
Onboard computer for just that bullshit on
it. Another whole filtration system, an additional 48-volt alternator to power it all, and it's just a bunch of BS. It's you know.
You start hanging on to the trucks a little longer.
We're going to hang on to this one longer because we're already so far out in the queue now, you know. But the problem with hanging on to them longer is they all have all this sophisticated crap and nobody wants to keep them out of warranty. That's why we're all flipping them after 5 to 7 years, because when something lets go in that after-treatment system, you could be looking at a $30,000 bill,
yeah.
And that's a hard one to budget for, you know.
Is there any kind of like... Kind of warranty shit you buy on them or no?
That they only warranty them about to about 7 or 8 years, you know. Mm. But it's just, you know, we've created this. Well, we
it's called progress, Chris.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's progress, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, it's, you know, I don't know what this whole electric thing is. Craig Allen is bidding for the state of Vermont, the guy at ATG that we buy ours from.
Yeah.
And he called their bid manager and said, so January, he goes, how many state trucks are going to be electric? Oh, we're not buying any of those. He said, well, you made the rules.
Yeah.
So he said, nobody else is going to be able to buy them until somebody starts buying them, and nobody else wants those pieces of shit. Mm-hmm. So they did agree to buy a couple just to basically... shut people up, I guess.
Yeah.
But they're going to buy them and park them alongside the road because you're going to be able to drive them for about 2 hours and the battery's going to be dead.
Next prediction.
No, they're not. Why would you? The batteries weigh about 14,000 to 16,000 pounds, and you've already got DOT up your ass for being overweight. So what are you going to be able to deliver? 2 yards of material now? You know, but seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know... Electric is great for a car that where it works for someone. I'm all for it.
Yeah.
But don't try to make electric bucket loaders and yeah. It's not going to work. You know. And, I mean.
Wheels
and well, yeah. Something. I mean, I'm not against it.
No,
but there's
I'm
a place for it.
Well,
you know.
You
I mean,
that nonsense. It's like it's
yeah.
Just bullshit.
Yeah. It's just you know.
Okay. We want to buy this tonight.
I would like to, but if you guys say nay, then we'll move on.
I'll make a motion to approve the G-Stone
quote
for that F-350. It's red?
Yes. And then we'll probably just procure the plow locally. I asked him about Boss, and he doesn't really do a lot with Boss. And he said even Fisher, Travis, the guy up at G-Stone, said you can probably do better on your own as a municipality buying the plow than what I can do for you. He said, you'll probably save yourself money. Because he said some of the plow companies will give a government discount. He said they don't necessarily pass it on to me when I'm trying to sell the truck. He said it's a lot more work. And he said at the end of the day, he said, you can probably do just as well on your own. So we can just price the
plow. What are you
gonna put on? I'll probably put like a 9-foot Boss V-plow on it. And we already have like a little bit of inventory of parts for those. We already have like some shoes and some springs. So I have nothing against Fisher plows. I really don't. But I'm like, if we already
have
some
inventory.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like might as well just keep going with what they got. So there's a tree that we need to cut over on the lawn of the town hall. And how in love with that tree right by the back entry is everyone? Because it's really close to the building. How would you guys feel about losing that tree there?
Lose it.
I don't think it does any good. It's really close. It makes it even awkward to like back up to that entrance there, you know, if you have to deliver big things. Yeah, it's right there. It's kind of like, but it looks, I don't know how many more Christmases it has. It's not dead, but there's limbs falling off.
The evergreen.
No, it's like a maple, but it's only about 5 or 6 feet off the, 6 or 8 feet off the porch.
It's right there.
It's right there, and I was thinking if you guys aren't opposed to it, maybe we'd get rid of that at the same time.
Just trying to arrange it
inside. Right, yeah. Yeah,
fine with me.
Yeah.
Playing with evergreen. No, whatever.
It's not.
Are you in love with it? Not at all.
I think we'll cut the stump off real close to the ground because I think if we try to rip it out, we might take the steps of the town hall with it. I wouldn't be surprised if it's rooted under those concrete steps there. Yeah, really. Really. Really.
Holy shit, look at all this
coming up. So. Yeah, I haven't heard on the paving grant yet, but I probably won't for another, I would think it would probably be at least 2 more weeks. It's usually around the middle of May before we start.
You said we got the grant for a Penny Avenue culvert?
No, I was wrong. See, what confused me was they just sent down a grant. They said there was a grant in the amount of $60,000. And honestly, I didn't know because Wyndham Regional wrote that grant application over there for the Stiles Brooklyn. And I honestly didn't know what Colin put for a figure on it. So when it came in as 60, I was like, because the one on Penny Avenue was for 60,000. So I just thought when I saw that come through from the state, I was like, well, that must be the culvert up there. Then they sent a follow-up email with more detail, and it's actually the one to do the engineering study on that over there. So... But it's the same amount. It just confused me.
Yeah.
Because when I read it, I was like, well, they must mean that one. And honestly, I didn't realize, because when I had talked to Colin about a month and a half ago, he was like, well, they haven't even opened up that grant yet. But they must have opened it up, and we got it quick, because all of a sudden we have it. And I was like, wow, that was fast, you know, faster than any other one I've ever seen, you know, so... But other than that, there's not really, I don't think I really have anything else. It's just the culvert bid. That's all done.
Did we put money aside for that culvert up in Canada?
We really haven't yet because it's not like a super priority. I just figured if we got the grant, it'd be a good way to use the money, you know, but we really haven't. I don't think we've really been putting much in that old, what we call the bridge fund, for a while. And then if we do get the grant...
Have we looked at that culvert lately? Or?
Yeah. It's not terrible. It's not horrible.
Well, it's set with a ledge, so it would be in better shape of it than it would be if it was sitting in the dirt.
Yeah. Yeah.
I believe it's laying right on top of the ledge.
It most likely is. Yeah. It's bony up there. If it's not ledge, it might as well be. Yeah.
We're bringing it up a little bit.
Yeah, we're going to, yeah. Because thankfully, they're going to let us put another steel pipe in there.
Okay.
So, but it would be nice to take some of that whoop out of that road there. Make it more even. We have, you know, we'll have the length and the culvert to do that.
What about my driveway there?
Yeah.
Even slope.
Yeah, it'll make it a lot.
Off into your driveway, though, won't you?
No, it don't start on the other side. It's not on the road, real 100 side of my driveway.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we could build that up a good amount.
Yeah. As I bet you could get 3 feet there anyway. Yeah, maybe not. I don't know. Depends on.
We'll see. Yeah. I guess it depends on how complicated the ledge becomes, too. Yeah. You know. But
you gonna try and put a squash in there? Or?
Gonna have to. Yeah, that's what they recommended. Yeah, an 8 footer would be too high. It's basically an 8 foot pipe, but it's gonna get squished down to be. They have all the dimensions on it. They came up with it, but he is gonna let us put a. I figured that it would likely have to be like a cement box, but Josh was like, "Nah, he goes, that's too complicated." He said, "You don't need it." You know,
I don't know if you can put a cement box in there with a ledge.
Well, blow it. You'd have to blast it. You know, you'd have to. Yeah, you could, but it would be a pain in the ass because then they'd make you go down 4 feet below. You know, you'd have a crater down there. You know, we'd be tunneling under and coming up to your basement. You know. That's what I like about
your house,
Josh. Josh will work with these
reasonable.
Yeah.
Well, he's a construction guy. Yeah. But get a little common sense.
Yeah. No.
How's he deal with all the knotheads up there?
I don't know how he deals with them. Really tough.
No, he's pretty cool. He's been good to. He's been good to deal with.
Anything we're transfer we're gonna deal with? Is there something with that stonemason?
Yeah, the stonemason is gonna come out and look at the wall on the Pike Hollow Cemetery that's falling down soon. And I thought while he was here, if he has time, I think it was like 11 or 12 years ago, Paul told us he was going to fix those stones under the church, but he still hasn't. So I just figured if he's got his crew in town and he can do it, let's have him fix that.
Is he the same guy that did Steiner stuff
like? Yes.
Okay, yeah, that guy does nice work.
He does fantastic work. And I got to reach back to him this week. We were going to try to meet last week, and it didn't
Where's
work
for
him.
Probably
I believe so.
No, he
has a stone crew, and then he has a regular masonry crew, too. And, you know, they do, like, fireplaces and stuff like that. Yeah, he's very good. I've only talked to him on the phone. I've never met him in person. Yeah. But, he's pretty good.
Yeah, he's very good.
So just jumping back to the Brazier's Way project, we'll close the road during the day, and I'm going to help them with those big signs that I had out here. You know, just saying it's going to be closed from, like, Jarrett and I can, like, if he says I want to be there at 7 in the morning, I'll say, like, 7 till 5 at night, and then he'll open it back up.
Right.
And we'll just have some bump signs and stuff.
Stratton like Corporation has two electronic signs.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're worth using.
Yeah. Yeah,
they
probably, So,
get them up early and program.
Well, I told him, you know, I'd like to have him up like a week prior to him starting so people get used to the fact that we're going to be shut down during the day and we'll just detour him around County Road. It's an easy detour and it just makes the culverts go a lot better.
Yeah.
And you get a better quality
open
job.
Blow the bag up.
Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't be surprised if he's done in probably 3 days on that amount of pipes, you know. And then, then we can get Tom going.
You got some kind of a starting date? Or?
I'm going to talk to him tomorrow and then just pick his brain and see, like, when he wants to get up here. And be all right with me if he started next week. You know, as far as I'm concerned, the sooner the better.
Yeah.
I have all the. I did have to get a wetland permit, not really a true wetland permit, but I had to get a sign off from them on one of the pipes because that's getting a lot stickier now too. And I don't know this other lady, but now the lady that I've dealt with that's really easy to work with, this isn't her area anymore, but she did this for me this time. She's like, she said, we'll just pretend that you and I were talking about this last summer. So she said, send me the information you need, and she signed off on it. But she said, in the future, you're going to be dealing with this Rebecca something. I don't know. I don't know. But the girl we've been dealing with is fantastic to deal with. She's really good.
Understandable.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think of anything else. Cool.
If Mark doesn't have anything to do, he can clean up the trash on the other side of the.
Yeah, I got to talk to him about some other stuff tomorrow, too.
There's a cardboard box back there. And
there's all kinds
of
shit.
Kind of stuff. Like, pick stuff up around.
Yeah.
Clean it up a little bit. Spring cleaning.
Yep.
Okay.
All requests?
Yep. Allie Gibson. That is.
Yeah. I don't know about
live up the hill here in Buckhold, Taylor Buckhold or something. We bought that house right next to Plumpton Road.
Oh, no. The one that, yeah.
Oh, Reed's.
Reed.
Reed Gibson.
Right. They've been doing a nice job.
They do a lot of work.
Looks good.
June 29th?
Yeah, you opened it up.
June 29th.
Yeah.
Okay. And there's a bunch of them on here.
Yep.
He's a nice guy.
Wadsworth.
I don't know him too well, but he's a nice, he's a friendly guy. He seems like a good dude.
My dog stopped walking up there, so...
Puts a lot of miles on, boy. He's all over the place.
Oh, yeah. Reed does. All those guys are. My dog, Melissa walked him up to here. He's like,
Wadsworth. July 9th. Wadsworth and Gibson. Alright.
So moved.
Second.
Aye.
No record islands, right? No GMP, and we're into that. John Waite position, town agent.
I just need to post it. I just need to tell me to post it.
Post it here.
Post it.
We really should have made him the ethics commissioner.
Yeah, you guys aren't going to take that.
Yeah. I'll take it or take it all back and spank it. Well, you don't do this if we don't. Minutes last meeting to have no ethics.
So moved.
Any other business?
Well, before you get there, we added that subpoena.
Yeah, we're in the Carvel thing. The meeting house maintenance was just the stone. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's all I was.
So I gotta go up to Burlington to testify, I guess, according to the subpoena on May 20th. And I just wanted the town.
Blessing.
To pick up any expenses if I have them for it. I don't know if I'll drive up or that's cool.
Kent and I were talking about this the other day, and he's got to be there pretty early in the morning. I think we ought to just get him a room the night before.
Yeah.
And then you don't have to get up the
if you want to.
If you want to, I mean, why don't you just,
be up there that night?
Make a reservation up there.
Take the town credit card.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, go for it.
Just let me know where you're
staying. Any recommendations of good steakhouses?
A couple breweries would like you to stop by and pick up a couple. You know.
On one condition,
what time
are
you going to be there? What time do you have to be there?
9. Anyway,
it's up to you.
A fact witness, I guess, to explain how the town operates so that
Burlington is going to be?
Federal courthouse up there.
Yeah, I'm going to go up there before and stay over. Get nice and fresh.
It's up to you.
Okay. All right.
Could just leave the wife home and get away from yourself.
Oh, that hurt my arm. Get away from myself.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Bring her with you and split the steak.
I think she can't get out of work.
We don't need to do anything with this.
No, that's just...
Sure.
Okay.
And,
we're done?
Oh, we need to go.
Should we adjourn?
Was there anything else?
Do we need to actually approve the liquor control minutes? Or did we do that with the select board minutes we did? Yeah.
If you want to. I'll include that.
Yeah,
include
it. Make a motion to adjourn.
Second. All in favor?